What happens when an entire continent, one filled with prehistoric creatures, living fossils, and landscapes that would be world famous anywhere else, somehow slips beneath the world's radar? Australia defies logic at every turn. It houses the planet's most venomous creatures, plants thought extinct for 100 million years, and rock formations that stir something ancient in the soul. Yet this massive country receives less international coverage than minor nations or trivial subjects. When Prime Minister Harold Holt vanished while swimming in 1967, imagine a U.S. president disappearing without trace, it barely registered globally. This paradox forms the heart of understanding Australia, a land teeming with wonders yet perpetually overlooked. The continent exists as both familiar and utterly foreign, mundane yet extraordinary. With 80% of its flora and fauna found nowhere else on Earth, Australia operates as evolution's private laboratory, isolated for 45 million years and running wild experiments that produced the platypus, funnel web spiders, and trees that dwarf sequoias. This is a country mostly empty and far away, seemingly not needing attention, yet entirely worthy of it. When British scientists received their first platypus specimen in 1799, they dismissed it as a hoax. The creature, sporting a duckbill, beaver tail, webbed feet, and egg-laying capability, exists in a kind of anatomical netherworld halfway between mammal and reptile. It defied classification for a century and previewed Australia's entire biological strangeness. The numbers astound. Australia harbors roughly 25,000 plant species compared to Britain's 1,600, with a third still unnamed. Southwestern Australia alone hosts 12,000 species, 87% found nowhere else. New discoveries happen regularly, like the wallaby pines found in 1994, towering 130-foot living fossils that somehow escaped notice. Consider Nothomermesia macrops, a proto-ant thought extinct for 100 million years, until entomologist Bob Taylor spotted a colony when his vehicle broke down in the remote outback. The Devil's Marbles, enormous granite boulders impossibly balanced in the middle of nowhere, sit completely deserted, barely mentioned in guidebooks. These formations represent Australia itself, filled with unappreciated wonders that hardly anyone has heard of, let alone seen. Australians dismiss their continent's dangers as exaggerated, then casually mention shark encounters and crocodile near misses like they're discussing traffic. The threats are real. Box jellyfish close tropical beaches from October to May. A marine biologist describes their sting as beyond the worst pain imaginable. Estuarian crocodiles are deadlier. Victims in shallow water simply vanish as the surface splits. The funnel web spider lurks in Sydney suburbs, its bite causing seizures and death within hours. Australia hosts the world's most venomous snakes, including the taipan, whose venom kills in minutes. Yet these pale beside the outback, a landscape actively hostile to life. 19th century explorers battled stinging ants, thorny spinifex causing infections, and animals driven mad by thirst. Ernest Giles watched his horse plunge its nose into fire seeking water. Even today, a wrong turn in 140°F heat across endless emptiness can prove fatal. Australia's isolation creates peculiar disconnections. Newspapers run obituaries weeks late. One magazine mentioned Bill Bixby's birth 6 years after his death. Most remarkably, a standard history of Australia simply ended in 1935, until revised in 1995, omitting World War II entirely. The vastness is staggering. With 180,000 miles of paved highway clustered in the east, enormous stretches remain roadless, nearly 2,000 miles of pristine coastline between Darwin and Cairns. Queensland could fit most of Western Europe, yet has just 3 paved roads into its interior. This isolation fosters extraordinary community spirit. In Kalbari, nearly all 1,500 residents spontaneously gather to watch a stricken fishing boat being towed into harbor, clapping warmly as it navigates treacherous sandbars, a display deeply emblematic of Australian values. Perth exemplifies this as Earth's most remote big city, with 1.3 million residents living between 1,700 miles of emptiness to Adelaide and 5,000 miles of ocean to Africa, the city compensates with glorious weather and vibrant culture. Remoteness has paradoxically become pride, geographical challenge transformed into cultural strength. At least 45,000 years ago, Aboriginal Australians crossed 60 miles of open sea from Indonesia, a feat requiring watercraft and navigation that predated similar developments elsewhere by tens of thousands of years. They mastered every extreme environment on the continent, creating the world's oldest continuously maintained culture. Yet, Aboriginal history remains largely invisible in global accounts. When Cook's Endeavour arrived at Botany Bay, Aboriginal culture defied European understanding. No words for yesterday or tomorrow, no chiefs, permanent structures, agriculture, or pottery. Yet they built shell mounds up to 30 feet high for reasons no one understands. The Aboriginal population, estimated between 300,000 and a million at European settlement, collapsed catastrophically in the first century of colonization. While most deaths resulted from European diseases, many Aborigines suffered unconscionable cruelty. The 1838 Mile Creek Massacre marked a turning point. 12 men slaughtered 28 peaceful Aborigines, and 7 were hanged, the first time whites were executed for murdering Aborigines. Modern Australia presents a strange dynamic: white Australians and Aborigines inhabiting separate but parallel universes. Despite comprising nearly 3% of the population, Aboriginal people remain largely invisible in mainstream economic life. In 1859, Thomas Austin released 24 rabbits for sport hunting, transforming Australia forever. Without natural predators, rabbits reached millions within a decade, destroying native vegetation like the delicate Eremophila shrub, and plants evolved over millions of years. The rabbit plague coincided with a catastrophic 1890s drought, stripping away topsoil. Even the myxomatosis virus in the 1950s, which initially killed 99.9% of rabbits, proved temporary. Resistant survivors quickly repopulated to approximately 300 million. Most perplexing was Australia's persistent introduction of foreign species despite mounting disasters. Acclimatization societies believed Australia was biologically deficient and needed European species, introducing foxes, camels, donkeys, horses, and buffaloes. Australia now hosts 5 million wild donkeys and a million wild horses, so much introduced megafauna that the once mighty red kangaroo is now only the 13th largest animal in the country. The toll has been catastrophic. Approximately 130 Australian mammals face extinction, with 16 species already lost, the highest mammalian extinction rate on any continent. An estimated 12 million feral cats push unique animals like the bilby and numbat toward oblivion. Yet ancient wonders endure. Shark bay's stromatolites have survived 3.5 billion years. The Great Barrier Reef stretches 1,200 to 1,600 miles, hosting 1,500 fish species, 400 coral types, and 4,000 mollusk varieties, one of Earth's most vital ecosystems. Australia's transformation from remote British outpost to multicultural nation represents one of modern history's most remarkable social evolutions. After World War II, Japanese attacks prompted a populate or perish policy, opening doors to millions of European immigrants who brought cuisines and traditions that transformed Australian cities from places where restaurants closed at 6 p.m. into cosmopolitan centers with vibrant nightlife. Economic development followed equally dramatic trajectories. Mineral discoveries came in dizzying succession: massive iron ore in the Pilbara, bauxite in Waipa, nickel in Western Australia. Australia became a mining colossus, with Perth transforming into a boomtown of gleaming skyscrapers. Yet, less than 20% of Australia's terrain has been properly surveyed, suggesting untold riches remain hidden. Modern Australia presents a fascinating paradox. The country has never experienced civil war, never imprisoned political dissidents, and maintained stable democratic institutions for over a century. Its cities consistently rank among the world's most livable. Yet some Australians fret about global rankings while overlooking their remarkable achievement, building one of the world's most successful multicultural societies in a land where prehistoric creatures still roam and mysteries worth discovering remain.